Just 2 days after the election, traditional Democratic groups are pushing Republicans in Congress to protect entitlement programs as they attempt to reduce the deficit. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, labor leaders in Alaska want Congress to tax the wealthy instead.
While not every debt watchdog will agree on the details, most recommend a combination of spending cuts and tax increases. Alaska AFL-CIO leader Vince Beltrami framed it as one or the other. And he and his union want the government to opt for the taxes, not the cuts.
In the discussions right now, we're afraid that Congress is going to come in there and take some kind of adverse action to deal with this fiscal cliff.
In his eyes, that would be cutting money from Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Congress needs to act by the end of the year to stave off pending across-the-board cuts. Social Security and Medicaid are exempt from them. And the only cut to Medicare is a 2% reduction to medical providers. The spending cuts coincide with the end of the lower Bush-era tax rates. Beltrami wants the ones for the wealthiest Americans to expire. He's looking for a commitment from Congressman Don Young, a commitment that he won't vote to cut entitlements, either as a massive debt control package or a stopgap measure.
That's why we thought it was important to come out and say, you know, make a public request for Congressman Young to not do anything that would harm those Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
Beltrami says he's more comfortable with Alaska's senators. He doesn't think Senator Mark Begich or Senator Lisa Murkowski would vote to cut Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. But just yesterday, Republicans indicated they're open to raising revenues. Washington speak for raising taxes if the president is willing to meet them halfway. He's expected to discuss the issue tomorrow. In Anchorage, I'm Peter Granitz.